Look alive! This is ESL in Ho Chi Minh City. My name is Mr. Richard, and your ESL future is looking brighter. I am podcasting to you from, where else, Ho Chi Minh City. Today's 38th episode is called, Look, Phrasal Verbs and Idioms. This podcast was written by District 5's intellectual looker, Teresa Chung. We are available for in-person and online tutoring. Look us up on Facebook or write to us at eslhcmc@gmail.com for more information. We look forward to hearing from you. Now let's get right to it. Episode 38, Look, Phrasal Verbs and Idioms. Now look, this lesson doesn't by any means go over all the phrasal verbs and idioms using the word look. We have selected the most common American English ones, but I'm sure some may have slipped through the cracks. Oh, and before we begin, a phrasal verb is a verb plus a preposition or adverb which creates a different meaning from the original verb. Ready? Look like. Look like means resemble or appear similar. Look alike. Look alike means appear similar or identical. Look around. Look around means explore in a casual way. Look over means examine. Look through means quickly examine many things or information. Look into means investigate. Look away means avert one's gaze. Look the other way. Look the other way means deliberately ignore wrongdoing by others. Look down on means view someone or something as inferior. Look down one's nose at. Look down one's nose at means regard someone with a feeling of superiority. Look sharp means be quick or pay attention. Look small means appear weak or insignificant. Look back means think of the past. Never look back. Never look back means become increasingly successful. Look after means take care of or protect. Look out for someone. Look out for someone means protect someone. Look out for something. Look out for something means be alert or attentive to the danger something poses. Look out is an exclamation used to express immediate danger, usually used as look out. Look for Look for means search for something. Look for trouble. Look for trouble means seek out or try to cause trouble. Look forward to. Look forward to means await eagerly. Look up. Look up means improve, especially when referring to a situation. Look up to. Look up to means have a great deal of respect for someone. Look something up. Look something up means search for a piece of information using books or nowadays the internet. Look someone up. Look someone up means search for information about someone using directories. Look someone up and down. Look someone up and down means scrutinize someone carefully. Look someone in the eye, or look someone in the eyes, means look directly at someone without showing embarrassment, fear, or shame. Look to the future. Look to the future means consider and plan for the future rather than worrying about the past or present. Be only looking or be just looking means be examining merchandise with no intention of buying now. Look the part. Look the part means appear suitable for a specific situation. A dirty look. A dirty look is a frown or angry facial expression. A faraway look. A faraway look is a distracted facial expression, as if daydreaming. A blank look. A blank look is a neutral expression, one that shows no emotion. A come hither look. A come hither look is a seductive glance, usually done by woman. Look one's age. Look one's age means appear to be as old as one really is. Look for a needle in a haystack. Look for a needle in a haystack means search for something difficult or impossible to find. The devil looks after his own. The devil looks after his own means evil people are often successful. Look on the bright side. Look on the bright side means consider positive aspects of a negative situation. Look high and low. Look high and low means search everywhere. Look like something the cat dragged in. Look like something the cat dragged in means appear very untidy and dirty. Look like the cat that swallowed the canary. Look like the cat that swallowed the canary means appear as if one just had great success. Look good on paper. Look good on paper means appear to be a good plan, but perhaps not in practice. If it looks like a duck, walks like a duck, and quacks like a duck, then it is a duck. If it looks like a duck, walks like a duck, and quacks like a duck, then it is a duck, is an expression that means something is probably exactly what it seems to be, especially if it is called something different. Okay, let's take a look back at all of those phrases. Look like. Look alike. Look around. Look over. Look through. Look into. Look away. Look the other way. Look down on. Look down one's nose at. Look sharp. Look small. Look back. Never look back. Look after. Look out for someone. Look out for something. Look out. Look for trouble. Look forward to. Look up. Look up to. Look something up. Look someone up. Look someone up and down. Look someone in the eyes. Look to the future. Be only looking. Be just looking. Look the part. A dirty look. A faraway look. A blank look. A come hither look. Look one's age. Look for a needle in a haystack. The devil looks after his own. Look on the bright side. Look high and low. Look like something the cat dragged in. Look like the cat that swallowed the canary. Look good on paper. If it looks like a duck, walks like a duck, and quacks like a duck, then it's a duck. Okay, do you think you can write a story using at least 12 of the phrases we went over? And for extra credit, go ahead and use some that we didn't review. Here's our example. Mary Ann is a senior citizen. She's in her 70s, but she doesn't look her age. She lives alone and looks after herself. This September will be her last year in college. She's looking forward to it. Looking back on the first semester, she had some trouble fitting into the school. Everybody always looked out for her and tried to help her in the most possible ways. Although she appreciated it, it made her look small sometimes. She knows most of her classmates look up to her, though, since not many people could take up a third language at her age. Mary Ann was in many teachers' good books. She never looked for trouble or got into fights like some other students. Even if she ever did, the teachers would probably look the other way. She was well aware that she didn't look the part, but she worked really hard. She looked up everything she hadn't heard of in encyclopedias. She was lagging behind for the first 2 months, and it took her lots of energy, effort, and time to catch up with them. Things have looked up since then. Now she has all the right to look to the future with a smile. The end. Go ahead and use Mary Ann in your story if you'd like. Just remember, even though she doesn't look her age, I don't imagine she's much to look at. Teresa and I cannot wait to read your stories. We will respond to everyone and may read the most creative ones on future podcasts. Our email once again is eslhcmc@gmail.com, and our Podomatic site is eslhcmc.podomatic.com. Well, it looks like the end of today's episode. This has been ESL in Ho Chi Minh City. This is Mr. Richard, signing off from Vietnam. Look us up when you're in town. Peace.